Now you know that each pair of red X's symbolizes one disabled person who was treated unkindly. But in this room, I'd like you to pick a pair of red X's and look at them closely. Are the red X's the same size or different? Can you tell what kind of fabric they're made from? Does the fabric look smooth or textured? Are the red X's narrow or wide, straight or slanted? Notice the shade of red, the stitching, how the red X's are attached, and think on this. Every stitch in every quilt in this room and every stitch in the more than 800 quilts that wouldn't fit in here were sewn by kind people in more than 143 countries. Look at these red X's as art, and notice how different each pair is from the others. This is true for people, too. It's true for the people who made these quilts, true for the people standing around you today, the people who go to school with you, people you play with, people you're related to. Every person, every single person is differently beautiful in their own way. Every single person is a work of art. Many of the kind people who made these blocks and quilts speak a language other than English. They may talk in ways and words you can't understand. Does that mean you can't communicate with them? Does that mean they aren't kind? Does that mean you shouldn't treat them with kindness? Does that mean they have nothing to say that you would find interesting? When you're ready, let's go into the next room, the room I called Kindness Route 1, and we'll talk more about that.